What's hot, what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot in this market?
You know, really not a lot of things that are hot right now, but I guess I'd have to lean towards soybeans. I mean, it was impressive to see the soybean market still finish last week when we saw tremendous losses in wheat and in corn. Soybeans were able to eke out and finish with some positive weekly close. So I'd have to say they're probably what's a little bit hot, which is surprising when you keep hearing about the potential size of the Brazilian crop. Argentina's got problems, but Brazil's more than going to make up for it. But we do have demand. They're not going to be harvesting their crop until late February, and I think that's what continues to hold this market together.
A lot of eyes still on China as well in the soybean market.
Most definitely. You know, and China has been, you know, we've been hearing about their COVID outbreaks and their major lockdowns, and China is slowly starting to loosen their noose, as you might say, as far as their lockdowns are concerned. Over the weekend, they did tighten up the amount of days that they needed to be quarantined after, and they don't need positive tests now to go out and to be in the public, so or negative tests to go out into the public. So they are starting to make small concessions. By spring, I would expect that most of the lockdowns will be over, but that's going to be a long time yet.
What's on the not side of the equation?
You know, you got to look at corn and wheat. I mean, they put in a pretty tough performance last week. A lot of it tied to, of course, slow demand. And I think the market, I mean, high prices cure high prices. And right now, we're seeing a slowdown in demand. The market did exactly what it needed to do, and that was tighten up the demand for corn. We're seeing slower exports. We're seeing the likelihood of slower feed demand and ethanol slow down. So it's likely USDA is going to make some sort of a cut in demand for corn. That's putting some pressure in on it. And, of course, wheat exports continue to be disappointing at best.
Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.